paleo nerd, don't you understand? That's Paleo Nerd from the Ratfish Wranglers' 2009 CD, Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway. The CD came out around the same time as artist Ray Troll and paleobotanist Kirk Johnson's first book, also called Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway. Here's Troll.
And that one was basically the Rocky Mountain states, you know, those areas. And Kirk was at the Denver Museum at the time. And this new one is all the fossil life that we could encounter traveling the west coast of North America, from San Diego all the way to Prudhoe Bay.
That's a long distance with literally tons of fossils along the way, so it makes sense the book took 10 years to complete. While the book is a seamless tour up the coast, the actual journey was broken up into a series of trips.
Kirk estimates, he's the scientist guy, he keeps track of stuff, about 250 days that were actually spent on the road, you know, so a good chunk of a year that we were traveling all these spots. And then probably about 10,000 miles were covered altogether. So
the result is about 3 pounds worth of book.
The day that the book came, I was just overwhelmed, of course, but only then when I opened up the package did I realize, wow, this is kind of a brick. it's a lot.
There's a lot in here.
What's in there is a whole bunch of new, original, full-color artwork by Troll illustrating Johnson's vivid descriptions of life along the West Coast billions, with a B, of years ago. I spoke to Johnson by phone from Washington, D.C., where he is the director of the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of Natural History. Like a good paleontologist, his tale of the new book goes all the way back to the beginning.
I knew about Ray Troll from the early 80s. I grew up in Seattle, and I was in the fishing industry down in Seattle, and we started seeing these crazy T-shirts coming out of Ketchikan. So I had the Spawn Till You Die and Humpies from Hell shirt. I worked in a cannery in the San Juan Islands.
Johnson later saw some of Troll's fossil imagery and decided it was time he traveled to Ketchikan to meet the artist. That was 1996, and the meeting spawned a close friendship and 20-plus years of collaboration linking science and art. Johnson says after the first book was completed, he decided he wanted another Troll project.
So we, both being West Coast people, thought, what a cool idea to travel the West Coast from top to bottom.
Or bottom to top, depending on how you look at it. They started in Southern California with a visit to the La Brea Tar Pits and headed north. Troll says the research was funded through a Guggenheim Fellowship, which covered all the travel. And yes, the book took 10 years, Troll says.
But for me, it was really more of a lifelong kind of journey. If you do end up reading the book, and there's kind of this culmination as we go. And we literally did start in California and worked our way. We just slowly worked our way up the coast. So we began to do these series of trips. But by the time we got to Southeast Alaska, we got on the boat, traveled through the islands here and to various sites, and then went further north. But it kind of culminates on the Colville River.
That's way up north, and that's where Troll fulfilled a childhood dream that he's held on to long into adulthood.
There I was digging in a hole, you know, happy as a little clam, and finally found a tyrannosaur tooth. An Alaskan tyrannosaur tooth, and it really was just the culmination of a lifetime dream to actually find a chunk of a tyrannosaur, and only, you know, to find one in Alaska, too.
A photo in the book shows a close-up of Troll holding that special tooth with tears of joy in his eyes.
I was 58 years old at the time, and but still, you can see the beating heart of a five-year-old within me there, you know.
Am I close? I'm trying to find the picture.
It's way at the back.
Oh,
like
way
I said,
the
it's the culminating.
Okay.
It's the culminating.
All right.
You're close. All so right. Now right. Go slowly. Now there's the bone bed, and then a leaf. We're almost there. And then right over there. What page is that?
That's 243.
You don't have to go that far north to find fossils in Alaska, though. Johnson says a parallel moment for him was on a beach near Sitka. A film crew was there getting footage for a Nova special called The Making of North America. Johnson says he was trying to find a fossil leaf on camera, and it just wasn't working out.
The tide was coming up, and things are looking pretty bleak, and Ray was kind of ribbing me about it. He's like, you can't find anything. We'd split the rock. You're like, up, big, nothing. And then we cracked open this rock. It had an entire fossil palm frond on it. And I didn't even know there were fossil palms at that place.
That, by the way, is documented in text and image on page 208. Troll made his name as a fish artist, but says his first and lasting love always has been dinosaurs. He hopes to share that through this new book, along with a little knowledge about the planet we all call home. Troll says Earth seems to be going through some adjustments. The fossil record shows previous big changes.
But what drives them? What is that all about? I mean, how do we survive as a species? What are we doing to the planet? You know, and really, the only way, I mean, this is not, well, is there a soapbox here I can stand up on? But I think, you know, really to understand the world today and to know what to expect tomorrow, a lot of the answers are under our feet. We need to look to the past to understand the present and as we move into the future.
And for Johnson, what does he hope people take away from the book?
Most people haven't really thought about why the West Coast is the way that it is. And I think it's a pretty accessible book, and you can poke into it. And I think it has the potential just to kind of bump up people's awareness about the place they live or visit.
Now that this book is done, is another one stewing? Johnson says maybe in about a year he'll decide it's time for another troll project. After all, there's no shortage of natural history for the two friends to explore. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.